Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday. A little bit of sunshine out there right now, 27 degrees. I got a whole lot of sunshine in here. Katie Robber stopping in from the chamber. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. Hey, I had to drive with my sunglasses all the way over here.
Nice to see it, though.
Yeah.
Kind
of makes it feel a little warmer than it really is.
Hey, can I ask you something?
You bet.
Now, you're big into the local skaters here.
Yes, I am.
And you had a busy weekend.
Yeah, we had a competition in Willmar.
How'd that go?
It went great. The kids did phenomenal. Some of them had never done a competition before.
Yeah.
And they did so well. We're so proud of them.
So what do they do in a competition? I mean, how does that work?
So there are several different types of elements you can do, groups, I suppose you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a compulsory, which is using half the ice, and you only have a certain amount of elements you can do. Then you have your free skate, which is the one that everyone sees on TV. It's the program with music. It's usually between a minute and a half and 2 minutes long. And then there's showcase, which is where you can depict a character on ice. The best one I have seen is somebody decided to do a bug and actually crawled around on the ice and in a really big, cute bug costume, and it was the best. And of course they blew everyone out of the water. It was fantastic.
I love that.
So just being a bug on the ice and they win. Okay.
That all sounds like an incredible amount of fun.
It was really fun. It really was.
Good.
And yeah, the kids worked hard leading up to it and they showed their true colors. It was great. It was great to be their coach.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
I love to hear it. So what's going on this week? Kind of a light week?
It is a little bit of a light week. So going through the calendar on Monday, Breck Family Community Center has Monday Madness Tournament. I think it's a ping pong tournament. Ages 10 and up, but you can, if you're under 10, you can actually play with, if you have an adult with you. That is from 3 to 5:30 today. It's free to play. For more information, check out their Facebook page. Tuesday is Catbacker Bingo. You must be 21 and older to play. It's over at the Wahpeton Event Center. There is food and beverages available. That starts at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. And that's $30 per ticket for 10 games. And I hear they pay out pretty good, too.
And supporting a great cause.
Supporting science school activities. Mm-hmm. Friday, St. John's Blood Drive at the St. John's Mihawk Center. That's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you would like to donate and get onto the list, please call Margaret. It's 218-643-5173. Or you could probably call the church office, and they can get you hooked up with that, too.
Okay.
So I don't have that number off the top of my head, but Google does.
All right. Gotta love Google.
I gotta love Google. Okay, so that's all I have on the calendar.
All right.
But I was digging through the archives, and it turns out that January 9th is National Quitters Day for your resolution.
Yeah, that was the day everything was supposed to go
south.
Yeah, it's supposed to go south.
So then it got me thinking, what's a resolution that would make our community even better in 2026? I know I'm springing the question on you, but what do you think?
Oh, on a Monday, you're making me think. I don't know. That is a tough one because it's so broad.
It is a broad question.
And
so think small town support.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I come up with.
Okay.
Simply showing up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken said that. It's amazing what happens when you just show up.
It does.
Yeah.
So show up for local events. Local, shop local, and then just be there for each other. So just show up.
Just show up.
Just a simple act, isn't it?
I love that. I love that.
So small actions can add up to big benefits for everybody.
Without a doubt.
And yeah. you know what? If you quit on Friday, you can start again on Monday.
I'm in a quandary though myself.
Oh, why?
With Quitters Day.
Yeah.
Because my resolution this year was to not make any resolution.
Oh, well.
Oops. And so Quitters Day, if I quit on that, then now I got to start and make a resolution.
Yeah.
So my resolution, I guess, could just be show up.
Show up.
Just show up. I do every morning.
What's local?
Yeah. Show up for your local businesses.
It could be our mantra for the whole year.
There you go. And it encompasses a lot, and it's very positive. I like that.
So there you go.
You are a ray of sunshine.
Katie, that's my job.
That is your job. And you do it well. You and Jordan over there at the chamber. You have a great week.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
And we'll talk again. We'll talk again next Monday, all right?
You bet. Be there.
Katie Rauber, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Katie every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot,